Vayter in Shas. We're in Kedushin and Daf Chafei, picking it up on the second line, last word on the line. Story time. Says the Gemara, Save de Nizonia. These are the older people that lived in a place called Nizonia. It's a Malkum. Lo Sulu Pirkit of Chis, didn't come to Chis to Shir. Amar Leiler of Hamnuna, so of Chis Hesar of Nuna. Zilt San Inu. Go and kind of like hide them away, meaning to say a Lashon of Nidoi. Put them in Chirim, they didn't come to Shir. Azu Amalu, so he came to them and he asked them, My time Lo Sulu Pirkit, why didn't you guys come to the Shir? Amule, he says, Amayne, so why should we come? To be in a mine milsa, when we asked him question, he didn't answer it. Amalu, maybe some mine, did you ask anything of me? I didn't answer. So they said, okay, let's ask. Eved Shisirsu, Rabbi of Beit Samahu. What's the din of an Eved who his master come and he's Messiris him? That means he chopped off the Baitzim. Chalila v'chas. This is that kamum shebegaloi. That means I consider a mum. That's begaloi. Rashi says, why would they be called galoi? Shari tului and bekis. They're in a bag. You know, I'm not explaining details over here, but part of the male membrane. And v'nikar b'chutz, recognizable from outside. Olo ho tumunim b'toch kiss, because the side of the kiss is not considered like it's galoi. So commit back in the Gemara. Kumim shul galoi b'tomer olo. Lo v'yada, he said he didn't know. Amrlo, he said to Amashim, Cho, what's your name? Amrlo, he said Hamnuna. Amrlo, he said back to him, Lav, Hamnuna ela kanuna. Your name's not Hamnuna, it's kanuna. They're like, oh no, he didn't. From Allah Shalav, Yosef Kronos, at Tavolo Baal Torah. You sit in the corner, you're not like a Baal Torah, you don't know the answer. Also coming to Rav Chisda, came in front of Rav Chisda. Amrlo, Rav Chisda says to him, Masnisa Bo Minach. They're asking you right now the answer that which they asked. You can learn it from a Braisa on a Mishnah. The Tanakh for learning to the Mishnah. This we mentioned a few days, either yesterday or the day before. We spoke about the fact that there's 24 different Rosh Eivarim in a person. We said we're going to quote in Chafei, and here we are. 24 in a person, of tips of limbs. Kulam ein tam mishum michya. All of them do not become tamei because of michya. For a person who might have tzaras to actually become tamei, there's different criteria. One of them is called michya. That literally means like live. There has to be live skin that's found inside of it. Now, in order to actually become a problem, you have to have a kohen that comes and he sees it and he says, yep, this is tzaras. But the Rosh Eivarim, they're never going to be able to have this because of the fact that you have to be able to see the thing all in one shot. And if it's on the tips, that means you have to be turning your finger or turning angles in order to see. You can never see it in one shot. Therefore, one half tamei michya. So, kulam ein tamei mishum michya ve'elohim. These are them. Rosh Etzbos, Yodayim V'Raglayim, the tips of the fingers and the toes, that comes out to 20. V'Rosh Oznayim, the tips of the ears, that's another two. V'Rosh Chotem, that's the nose. V'Rosh Gavia, so we're 22, 23. Rosh Gavia, the tip of the male, you know, of the Aver. And V'Rosh Dadim Shabisha, the tips of women's Dadim, or chest. V'Domer Af Shabish, even that of a man. V'tani Allah, and was taught on this, the Brayis teaches on this, Bekulam, with any of these 24 limbs, he said, Eved Yotzei Milcheres, if any of them get like messed over, because they get like chopped. Rashi says, the Kulam im Kutsutsu lo, if you cut to low rabbi, mum shabagali hu, v'enu chozer, it's a revealed mum, and it does not grow back afterwards. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, af haserus, even someone who's been emasculated, even someone who's been castrated as well. Ben Hazi Omer, afaloshon, even the tongue, someone who loses their tongue, because that's the type of thing that it gets exposed also. It's just a darko liros, so you're able to see it, because you medaber. Mum shebegaloi, therefore it's called a mum shebegaloi. Now, Omer Mar says, Rebbe Omer afaserus. Rebbe says that even a Seirus, right? Even a person who gets castrated. Seirus de Mai, what are we talking about? Elam is Seirus de Gade, you're talking about the whole Shmandrik itself. Hanu Gavia, that's what it says, Rosh Gavia. Elalav, Seirus de Beitzim, we must be talking about the Beitzim. Rashi Shmamina, Bayez Sabi, Plukta, the Rabbanan, Rebbe. This question they ask is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe. The Rabbanan would say that it's not going to be going free, but the Rebbe would say that you do go free for such a thing. Rabbi Yomer Alpha Sirius. Rabbi said, even a Sirius. Rabbi Lashon Lo. What do you mean? Say he doesn't hold of Lashon, of the tongue being something also that the slave is going to go out? Similarly, see that he would also agree with such an idea. If a Kohen was doing the sprinkling, this is talking about a person in Mechatas, who a person became tummy mace, and now they've become purified. You don't have to shower him in it, but it's got to be sprinkled on him. What happens if it sprinkles on his tongue? It has to be sprinkled on something which is begaloi, something which is visible. So now he's saying, Hare mishayo maze v'nitza haza al piv, it goes on his mouth, Rabbi Omer. He says it works. Chamarim lo hiza. Nope, it doesn't work because it's not because it's considered like it's hidden. And therefore, it is no good skis. Rashi says, Rabbi Omer, Hiza, Dafagav Daza, Alagoloi, Be'in, and Kilakame, even though we say it has to be Goloi, like we're going to say. My lava Lashon, no. Aren't we talking about over here when we say this concept? Isn't it talking about the tongue? And therefore, we see Rabbi says that the tongue is considered something which is Goloi. And for the Gemara, lo, not true. This is my Chalkas Rabbi in the Chachamim. It's talking about Al Sfasav. It's talking about the lips. Rabbi says that the lips are considered that they're Goloi, they're exposed, but not the tongue. And therefore, if the slave loses his tongue, he doesn't go free. Al sfasav on his lips? Pshita, obviously on his lips is going to be that he's going to go free. Why would you think, what's the chiddush? Obviously, it's something which is exposed. No, the tema, zimna the chalim sifsei, the times when he goes and he closes his lips very tight, right? She says, soger pipa chazka, ach sfasav nidbikos me'o, they're very attached, v'lo, nashvinu kigolo, they're not considered golo, hol, pa'amim, heim, t'muno, sa'ide chalumo, Kamash Malah, and therefore come tell you not like that. Chalum Davishu Madbik Yafeh Shulder Belaz Kadaminim Gabi Tfios or Barotava Shani Ora. Okay, fine, Viter. Zimna the Chalum Sifse, sometimes he Chalum means clothes are very tight. Kamash Salam can tell you not like that, that lips are considered like they are out in the open, and therefore it's gonna work. V'hotanya. But until now, we don't see that Rebbe says the taka, the tongue, is considered like it's galoi. I have a tiny moment in another brisa that the Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing over with the water. Alashono on his tongue. V'od tanya. And furthermore, we learned in a brisa in references to a mum that would make a bechor no good to bring as a karban. V'shenito rova lashon. It means it's going to be no good if majority of the tongue was removed. Rebbe Omer rova medaber. Shalabashono, he says if you lose majority of the speaking part of the tongue, because further on in the body we know the tongue goes, but it's more attached. Rashi says, Mimakom precious dibuko, from the separation of it being attached, ulamala and far enough, kari medaber. Afagav the dibur of behema, lo shaycha, even though obviously an animal doesn't speak, still kari le medaber, holva huwa medaber, veloshan adam, that's the one that speaks in the loshan of adam. But the one point is what kum tachais, it comes from the Bryce that the Rebbe considers the tongue an exposed part, and that's why he would say that it's going to be a problem. That says, more Ella in Echanami, Rebbe Omer Seris, he says that if you castrate the person, then the guy goes free. You don't even have to say that lashon. For sure, that's also something which is going to go free if they go ahead and they take off the tongue. It's going to go free. However, Ben Azeh argues on that. Ben Azeh Omer lashon. He says the tongue in a chenami goes free if you cut off the tongue of a slave. Avaseris lo, but not if you do a little choppy chop. Umay af, right? So what's pshat? He says Ben Azeh Omer. Where are you? What's pshat? If you look at the Bryce, it says, and Ben Azeh says, even, but also, which seems to be saying this after the Swiss, right? It says the Swiss, and even the tongue, and now you're saying that Swiss is no good. There's going to know, Akamais, I was going on the 24 earlier ones, and even this one as well. If that's really true, Ben Azeh is talking about the first one, and not to Rebbe, so knock them with the Ben Azeh Risha, put him first. Say, even the tongue, and then after it, say Rebbe, who says, even the Swiss. No, Tana Shmuel the Rebbe. The Tana heard Rebbe's first. Ukavo, and he set it up as a bite. So Shmuel the Ben Azeh. But Tana heard Ben Azeh, and he taught it afterwards. Mishnah loses as a koma. We don't go and like to change things around the way that we had heard them. Period. Amarula. Hakol mo the Belash. Everyone agrees it comes to the tongue. Leinian Tuma in reference to Tuma, the gullah who ate the sherets. It's considered like it's gullah in reference to the halacha of sherets. We know that a dead sherets that comes and get into contact with someone can go and be a metame, but it's only if it touches something that is exposed, an exposed part of the body. So everyone is going to say that when it comes to the idea of that, Linyan Tumma, the Gully who ate Sela Sheretz, that it's going to be considered Gully. My time, how come? Asher Yiga Bo Amarchona, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yiga Bo, that which he shall touch. Behind Nami, this too, the tongue, Bar Negiahu, it's something that can be touched outside of the body. Meaning it's not something which is exposed, but it can be outside of the body, stick out your tongue. Therefore, it comes to contact with the sherets, he's going to be tummy. Le'inyan tevila. Now, in reference to tevila,
someone who's going to go to the mikvah. Now, to be tova, ketamen dami is considered like it's tamen, like it's hidden. Therefore, it's not considered that when a person goes to the mikvah that he has to have, that the water actually touches it. Rashi says, vein sarach bias mayim b'toch habayin. Don't have the water come into your mouth to go to the mikvah. My time, I'll come. V'rachas b'saro b'mayim amar kachom achmar achmana. The Pasuk says, you wash his flesh in the water. That's the Pasuk says. What does that mean? Ma b'saro mi'abrai. Just like the bus, the flesh, meaning his flesh, is outside. Afko mi'abrai, still do everything that's on the outside and not the tongue. Rashi says, afko mi'abrai. So, point is that so to everything is on the outside has to be, the body has to come into contact with all the water, but inside the mouth, that doesn't have to be. Okay, so now we saw that there's a machluk seen Rebbe in the Chachamim, whether the tongue is considered like it's on the outside in reference to Hazah, lo nechu elolinyan hazah. That's the only time they have a machlokas. Rebbe medami la l'tumah. Rebbe compares the hazah to tumah, just like the tongue is considered like it's exposed in reference to tumah. So too, with the idea of hazah, rabbanan medami la tefila compared to tefila, just like the tongue is considered that it's hidden in reference to tevila, that water is never going to the mouth. So too is considered hidden in reference to the hazah. And if it gets on there, it's not going to be a metara person. V'tavayim, both of them, Baha'i, Kor Kaminsky, both of them are arguing within the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hiza Torah tamei v'gomer, and one who's Torah shall sprinkle on the one who is tamei, etc. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe understands what that means is, V'hiza Torah ala tamei b'yom ha-shlishi or b'yom ha-shvi v'chito. And the one who's Torah is going to sprinkle on the one who's tamei on the third day and the seventh day, and who's going to purify him. That puts the words together that he shall purify, and with the words of on the tummy, is showing that it's got to be on something that can become tummy, and therefore you got to sprinkle it on the sprinkle on the tongue is going to work. Rabban and Sarvi Rabban and they say v'chidu b'yom ha'shvi v'chibis v'gadu v'rachatz b'mayim, and he puts the words he shall purify with the words and he shall immerse himself in water, showing that the spritzing has to be on a part of the body that has to be toveled during the time of tumma, and therefore this tongue doesn't work. Rabban and Nami, one second, the fact the Gemara according to Rabban Nidami l'tumma, why don't we compare it to tumma just like Rabbi did? And therefore, the tongue wouldn't work. Says Gemara, Tahara mitahara havalei melech. One should learn out, meaning says Rashi, Hazaa mitvila. So that's the ideas of becoming pure by sprinkling. Right? You should learn out one of tara to tara, not tara from tuma. V'Rabbi, what about Rabbi? Nidme l'tvila. Why doesn't he go and compare it to tvila like the Rabbanim did? V'chibes begadav hifsek inyan, because it says the word v'chibes begadav, wash his clothes. It's hifsek inyan that separates the two shtiklach over here. So since the spritzing is not right next to the idea of going to the tvila, therefore we're going to compare the idea of the spritzing with tuma, which is right next to it, and then learning out the idea that doing it on the tongue is going to work. Now, says the Gemara, Vesava Rebbe Le'inan Tevila Ketamin Dami. You want to say that in terms of Tevila, Rebbe's going to say it's considered like it's hidden, and therefore it doesn't have to be that it gets any water on it. Rebbe, there was a story about a Shifcha, a slave woman who was part of Rebbe's household. She Tovla V'olsa, that she did Tevila, she immersed herself, and she came out of the water. There was a bone that was stuck between her teeth. Said you have to do another tevila. Says Rashi, because there's something that's blocking the water from getting in. What do you see from here? Obviously, alma you need to have water coming to the peh. Oh, so what's how could it be that the Gemara said the Rebbe's mask with the tongue is considered it's hidden? And after the tevila, that the water doesn't have to go in. Says Gemara, no. Nihi de bias mayim lo ba'inan. Understand that water actually doesn't have to go in. But makam aroy levo mayim, it has to be that if water, it has to be the water could go there. It doesn't have to go, but it could. Kidra vizera, da'am vizera, kol aroy lebila, anything which is fitting to be mixed, ain bila ma'akevitz bo. If you don't mix it, it's not going to be ma'akev, it's not called the back. For shein aroy lebila, if something's not able to be mixed, then bila ma'akevitz bo, that's going to hold it back. We're talking about here by a carbon mincha, and whether or not you have to go and mix all the parts together or not, we say that you don't have to, but if there's too much that's of the mincha at one time, they're not able to even mix it in the first place. So even though there's no chiv to mix it, if you wouldn't be able to mix it, then it wouldn't be good. So to here as well. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ki Tanoi, it's actually Machlokas Tanoim, that is Rashi says, Sirus the Beitzim, Iavi Mum Galer, is considered Mum Galer, and at this whole Gemara, started with this whole idea, it's actually Machlokas Tanoim. Umoch Vikasus Venasa Vikaris, the Pasuk says that one whose genitalia are squashed or crushed or torn or severed, then the end of the Pasuk says, you don't bring it up as a carbon to Hashem, and Now, Tanakama, this is saying, Kulam Bebeitzim, all this is talking about the Beitzim. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda. The actual Beitzim himself, the testicles, that's going to consider that it's going to be a moment. It can't be as a carbon. Even though you actually have everything else, which is going to be okay, because they're considered like they're exposed and they're out and they're galoy. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Bebeitzim. In fact, the Gemara, does it, the Bebeitzim, a little bit good? It's talking about only about the Beitzim and not by the Gid. Meaning that if the Beitzim are considered exposed, then certainly the git itself is considered like it's exposed. And any of these things that happen to it should also go ahead and make sure that it makes it that it's a mum. Ella, so rather say, kulam, all of these, afba beitzim, even with the beitzim, to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, kulam begid, always thinking about the gid. In other words, the shmandrik itself, but the beitzim, because that's clearly out and exposed. But not to the other ones, because they're covered up, they're encased. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Moch Vikasus, squashed and crushed, is Afba Beitzim, even to the Beitzim. Because when they're crushed, then it's clear and it's noticeable. Rashi says, the Min Kartfei. Nasuk Vikaris, but if it's torn or if it's severed, but get in, it applies to the Gid, but Beitzim low, it doesn't apply to the Gid. Beitzim, the Rashi says, the Vade Mum Tamenu, Velomum Galui, that's for sure, Tamen, and it's not considered Galui. So we see that we'll come to the same idea here. So the Eved gets it crushed. So Machlokas, what's going to be the din? Okay, done with, on to the next mission. Now, we're going to see about animals right now and three different ways of being Kona, an animal. There's going to be something known as a Hagbah, that's lifting up the animal, or Masira, giving over the animal, for example, giving over the reins. And Mashicha, that's bringing the animal close to it, like pulling it. So now we're going to go through these different animals and different types of ways the Ketan were made. Behemah Gasa, Nikis B'Masira. A Behemah Gasa, that is a large animal, a big animal. It's acquired by handing over. Rashi explains that the owners go ahead and they give over to the one who's buying it, either through the reins or through the hair, Kedetanyel El, and Chav Beis Mabes, Kes B'Masira. Ava Mashicha, Lomekanyel, Ein Darka B'Kach Leholicha, Lifanev. Now, that's how it's done. Vadaka, Hagbah, and if it's talking about a small animal, then what do you do? It's not done with Mashicha Rashis, but rather with Hagbah, you lift it up. Just pick it up. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Vacham Momrim, Behemadaka, Nikdis, by Mashicha. The way you be Kona the Behemadaka is by Mashicha, that's by drawing it near to you. Says the High Luke Gemara, Darsh Rav, Bekimchunya. This is a place, a town called Kimchunia. Yidarshan behima gasa nikteis b'mashicha. That is a big animal, like a groise dika one. That the way that it's done is with mashicha. Now, on the mission we didn't say that, but see, mashicha means even by mashicha, definitely by masira, and even by mashicha. Ashkechinu Shmuel a Tamidei de Rav. Shmuel found one of the Tamidei de Rav. That was Rav who said that. And one of the Tamidei de Rav who said, and Amalahu, he asked him, Mi Amar Rav, Behema Gasa Nikas Mashicha. Does Rav really say that you're allowed to do it also in Mashicha? The Hanan B'Masir Tanam. But we look at the Mishnah, it's just pretty straight up that it's done with Masira. Rashi says, Hayu Rugu Lomar. Right, okay, so it's by through handing over. Rav Nami B'Masima Amar. And Rav himself also said, that through handing over, Hadar Beimahi, is he like going back on what he says? Rashi says, Bitamiya ad hacha Shmuel Karmala, until that's what he did. So what's going on? Did he change it? Who the Amar ki haitana? So the Gemara says, now Rav is going according to the following Tana. The Tana is going to be a Chum Momrim, Zuvazunik is Meshicha. Both of these are done through Meshicha. Rashi says, Adaka ve'agasa, v'chi haitana, Sfir le'le Rav. Rav Shimon Omer, Zuvazub Agba. Both of them are done with Hagba, by lifting up the animal. Rashi says straight up, and that means V'lobim Isir, V'lobim Meshicha, not with either of those. The other Gemara says, hold on, Maskevla, Rav Yosef, El Meata. If I look at these big animals, are picking it up. Tell me, Peel, Rabbi Shimon, Ma Yikna, how exactly are you going to acquire an elephant? Rashi Shiev Shalibir, you can't pick it up. So how are you going to do it? Amalei Abai, it says, Bechalipin, that you do through Kenyan Chalipin. Inami, Besochers, Mekoma, or you go out and you rent to the place of where the animal is, and then you get it from that. Says Gemara, Rabbi Zera, Mevi Arba'a Kelim, Amalichim Tachas Raglov. If you want to be acquiring it, you take four. The one who's buying it brings four different kalim vessels and puts it underneath the elephant's feet, and therefore he enters into his rishus. That's there. Rashi says the kanele kalim and his kalim are going to be kona. So that's a gemara. Shamas mina. So then you want to learn out from over here that a machlokas that we have in another place. Let's in Bava Basa Daf Pehe that kalim shalokeach berishus mocher. Kana lokeach. We saw this. Oh, we saw this in Gittin, the Fayim Ches. That is, you're taking a tzad now in a machlokas, we had another gemaras. And that is that if you have kelim of the buyer that's in the domain of the seller, that the buyer is actually going to gain something over here, and that we know that's a machlokas. So you're saying from Rizir over here that are we going to come out that Rizir is going to say that this is going to work? So it's a gemara, no. Not a raya. Hachamai skin, we're dealing with a particular case. Besimta, we're talking about an area which is like an alleyway between Mishas Rav and Mishas Yachid, so it's nobody's over here, but anyone's able to go and put his stuff over there. Beep, turn the page. Chavav. Inami, another answer is Bechavile Zemoros. This is another way, according to Rabbi Shimon, how to go ahead and to acquire the elephant, and that is, you can do it by lifting him, by putting bundles of vines in front of the elephant, and then it goes ahead and steps upon that. That itself is going to be Konaya. Says Rashi, top line, Bechavilis Moritz, Agavo Minar, Shlosh Tefachim, they're up three Tefachim, Omalichan Aleim, the Agbas, Shlosh Tefachim, bring him up three Tefachim, Agbah, he then after the Taurus Lovet, it goes out from Taurus Lovet, and that's how you acquire it in such a way. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.